Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. We were talking today about the Golden State Killer. Where do we leave off and where are we going right now?
All right, so he is thriving off the fear. That's how this guy really gets off. So he not only attacks these people, stays with them for hours, but then he would call people for weeks or months, up to a year after the attack, just to keep scaring them.
Gosh.
Right, so we have some audio of one of the calls to his victims that I want you to play.
All right, listen to this. What the heck is...
That gave me...
Is that a kid?
Chills.
That sounds like a kid saying,
he
kill
sounds
you.
Really young. This is, the not a lot keeps me up at night, but I first heard this audio while I was laying in bed one night, and I did not sleep.
This seriously gave me goosebumps, but also what's crazy is, like, that audio sounds like what you would hear in, like, the movie Scream,
yeah,
or, like a movie, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that was
the 70s,
real.
70s, yeah. So he would, the audio clip goes on. You can actually find it online. He actually goes on to just call her a number of different expletives. And he's clearly, like, thriving off of this fear, off of their terror. And law enforcement knew that the city was freaking out. They couldn't keep people calm. So they hold this town hall meeting, basically to let them know everything they're doing to try and find this guy, to give them tips on how to keep themselves safe. And during this town hall meeting, this guy stands up and basically, in so many words, says that these men are just letting their wives get attacked. If anyone came into his home and tried to attack his wife, he would kill this guy. And the problem is, people don't have enough guns. And if that guy was in his home, he would shoot him. They would not get his wife, but this guy would be dead and caught. And everyone's problem is they're not strong enough. They don't have enough guns.
This guy getting cocky in this meeting.
There's always that one guy in a big crowd.
But can I just guess? He was the next person attacked, wasn't he? Because that guy, usually these guys, they want the notoriety. They want the attention. He was probably in the crowd of that meeting.
He sure was.
Oh, my gosh!
So the next person attacked was this guy.
Dude!
He's sleeping at home with his wife, and all of a sudden, what wakes him up is this sound.
Oh, God, I don't even want to play it.
It's the sound of his own gun cocked in his ear, and he attacks him just like he's attacked everyone else. And he goes on to continue to terrorize Northern California, and police really have nothing. I mean, with this attack, he was trying to prove, I am untouchable. Say what you want, get as many weapons as you want, you can't catch me. And he was kind of right. They couldn't. And they didn't have anything until one particular attack where he attacks a husband and wife. He does his normal thing where he separates them, puts the plates on this guy's back. But what he doesn't know is this guy is not having any of it. This guy lives next door to an FBI agent.
Get him.
So the guy is screaming for help. His neighbor comes to help him. And he's running after the guy. He actually catches him in the act. The guy escapes. And they're in a full-on chase. The assailant is on his bike. This FBI agent is in his car chasing him.
Whoa.
Eventually, the guy ditches the bike, runs on foot. The FBI agent is running after him. He's hopping fences like a ninja. He eventually, though, hops a fence, runs down into a creek bed, and disappears.
You're kidding me.
He gets away. They were so close. But when they do a search of the area, they find the first evidence they really have on this guy, next to some tire tracks where they believe he had his car parked and how he got away, there are three pieces of notebook paper. The first one is a report on General Custer, like a handwritten report like you would see in school. And you said earlier he sounded like a young kid, so there have been a lot of rumors that maybe this kid was still in high school. Maybe
no way.
There's
Why
rumors.
Not? Why
rumors.
Couldn't it be a kid in high school?
I mean, it could, but think about he's overpowering grown men. Like, you'd have to be a super strong or beefy
he's not,
high school
he's
kid.
He's just blinding them. He's holding a weapon and then making the women tie them up.
You're right.
So the other
it is.
The other thing found was a hand-drawn map of a subdivision. They couldn't match it to any subdivisions in the area. They think it was someone like plotting a subdivision. And the third, and what I think is the absolute weirdest, is there's this front and back notebook paper, kind of like a journal entry, where this guy is just ranting about how all of the problems in his life are because of his sixth grade teacher. And his sixth grade teacher would make him write these sentences and just absolutely humiliate him. And everything since then has been because of this awful sixth grade teacher. And I have a picture of the handwritten note and the full like type out of what it says on my Instagram at IndyAshFlowers. But it's so strange. And they believe that all this belonged to the assailant, not just because it was found next to the tire tracks, but as soon as it's found, all of the crimes stop. No more attacks in Northern California, and he's just magically gone. But what they don't realize is they're able to sleep at night only because a worse nightmare has started for another part of California.
Oh.
All right, we're going to continue and get some answers here on the Joe and Alex Show for Murder Monday, talking about the Golden State Killer. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Tweet us right now. Use the hashtag Murder Monday and let us know your thoughts on this. We'll hear from Ashley Flowers next on the Joe and Alex Show.